you know what I did yesterday? It was very interesting. I said, where's my birth certificate? Get me my birth certificate. And they brought it to my office. I have it. It's on my desk. It's on the top of my desk.
The drum beat gets louder. Good morning, Radio Free Denver. 2 minutes after the hour of 6, 630 KHOW. Thank you for being here. We've made it to a Monday, the March 28th edition, 52 the high today. Before we have two great guests coming up, I want you to hear this in case you missed it. Saturday night, Geraldo, who has done everything the other way on the issue of the birth certificate eligibility, is called people who ask the question racist. He's really been up and down pretty hard. And then, of course, the drumbeat gets louder and louder. More and more people get attention on what is the issue of Barack Obama's eligibility. And he has the Donald on his show by phone. I don't know where the Donald is, perhaps Florida, or maybe, I don't know, someplace in his, one of the many places that, the Donald, I'm sure, has to live. And Geraldo, I think, makes a mistake. He has the Donald on, and in the end of it, Geraldo is backing away. And the only kinds of things that he can say are, aren't there more important things to talk about? Gee, you always looking for the hot button issues. In fact, Trump's numbers are up in the latest overnights in his quest for an office if he seeks one. All right, so before we have our guests with us, let us listen once again to Geraldo Rivera, I think making, you can hear him back away from the Donald.
So there is something very strange going on. He spent a lot of money to keep this out of print. There's something very, very strange going on, a lot of legal fees. Why can't he produce a birth certificate?
You've never seen George W. Bush's birth certificate, have you?
I would say that he, no, I haven't, but I'm sure he has one, and I guarantee he was born here, and I hope that Barack Obama was born here. But he could end the whole controversy. In fact, you know what I did yesterday? It was very interesting. I said, where's my birth certificate? Get me my birth certificate. And they brought it to my office. I have it. It's on my desk. It's on the top of my desk.
Hasn't the state of Hawaii, don't they have online his birth certificate? Aren't there contemporaneous newspaper accounts of his being born in Hawaii?
No, the newspaper accounts came in after, days after he was born. Hey, look, Geraldo, just so you understand, I hope he has a birth certificate. I hope he was born in this country. But we shouldn't be talking about the word hope. Hope shouldn't enter into it. He's born in.
Don't you have an incredible ability to find the hot button issue?
I don't know if I do or not. I think this issue is a very interesting issue. I find it interesting. And you know, it's a very interesting thing. The fact is that I've had a lot of people saying, and I'm talking about very conservative. I'm a very conservative person. I've had a lot of friends of mine that are very conservative, on the conservative side, say, ah, skip that issue, Donald. It's not a good issue for you. Skip it. And I say, why is that not a good issue? If he was born in this country, he's got to have some proof.
So what is your intention? How far are you going to press this?
Look, Geraldo, if he's not born, and there is a chance, it might be small, and it might not be so small, there is a chance that he wasn't born in this country. Geraldo, if it were you, and this issue has been raging for years now, the birthers and the issue, why wouldn't you show it? If it exists, why wouldn't you show it? And then you end the issue. I hope the issue ends. And frankly, I don't want to be right on this issue. And I'm not even saying I am right. I just want to see the birth certificate.
Don't you worry that it's a huge distraction from the issues that are pressing us from every side?
No, I don't, because it's a very strong point that you have to be born in this country. I don't think that's a huge disruption. I think you have to be born in this country.
That was Saturday night, 6 minutes after the hour, 6:06, Geraldo Rivera, of course, and the Donald. Please say good morning. Attorney Mario Aputo has been with us before, and this is a man I've read so much about. I've read his work, and I've never met him before. Commander Charles Kirchner is with us. So begin, first of all, Mr. Aputo, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Peter. How are you?
I'm good, man. It's glad to have you back. You're wonderful. And to Commander Kirchner, good morning to you, sir.
Good morning, Peter. Glad to be on your show.
Yeah, I feel like I know you both. I've spoken with Mr. Aputo once before. I've been, Commander, I've read much of your work, so you're both welcome to the welcome additions to the show. Let me ask a media related question. How important has it been for us in this quest, this mystery, to unravel this mystery? How important has Donald Trump been this last 10 days?
Yeah, I believe it's been very important because he's brought it to the mainstream media. This issue has been suppressed. For some reason, who knows why? I mean, it's a reasonable issue, exactly how Mr. Trump says it is. and he's brought it to the public forum more than what it is, so it's been very important.
Commander?
I agree. He's been able to break through the cone of silence in the major and mainstream media. He's, of course, covering the birth certificate. Where's the birth certificate? I'm hoping that he will gradually get up to speed or get educated about the addition of the factual issue that Obama has not conclusively proven he was born in Hawaii, and get into also the other issue that his father was not a U.S. citizen, mm-hmm. not even an immigrant to this country, and get into the legal meaning of what a natural-born citizen is. And I remember Whoopi Goldberg was asking questions, what other president? And Geraldo said, well, what about George Bush? Mm-hmm. Well, we have to remember that this man, Obama, is the only president in U.S. history that has had family members in foreign countries, newspapers in foreign country, and government officials in foreign country, in this case Kenya, saying he was born over there. Mm-hmm. We've had government officials actually state on the official parliament minutes when they're holding session that Obama is not a native-born American and he was born in Kenya. We have an ambassador from Kenya over here saying he was born in Kenya. You know, it's what other president in history has had so much contradictory evidence repeatedly coming out of a foreign country saying he was born there?
Chester Arthur,
he's an example of Americans asking questions. Mm-hmm. I'm talking of they weren't over in Ireland saying repeatedly and printing in newspapers. Chester Arthur was born over
it was,
here.
It was Canada. I mean, and it was his father, and there was a big dust-up at the time about it.
Some people actually said he was born in Ireland and brought over at age 14.
I've read that one as well. And then into Canada, into the United States. So there was always, Chester Arthur was the one guy. Over the weekend, interestingly enough, some really good research was done about Dwight Eisenhower.
Right.
And you guys, I'm sure, are aware of this, that apparently.
We have an article of that in Mara's blog.
Yeah, that the... that in the newspaper, then talking about how Sherman, Texas, and the headline is General's Birth Certificate Officially Filed, a certificate recording Dwight Eisenhower's birth in Denison, Texas, October the 14th, 1890, filed Wednesday, October 1st, 1952, in Grayson County Clerk's office, so he could be, of course, President of these United States.
Peter, how could you get more ridiculous than Whoopi Goldberg saying that... This was like a racial thing to ask about his eligibility. But, when Obama's own running opposition, McCain, McCain was sued. He was asked for his eligibility. Had to show his birth certificate. His own, controversial element there. And we're being racist because we want to know about his eligibility. That is so absurd.
Don't you both find it interesting how overnight Donald Trump became a racist?
Yeah.
I saw the View incident where Whoopi Goldberg implied that he was being racist, but was he directly called a racist yet by anybody?
And after the articles, and then there was the comments that people make, and he was called a wacko, a racist, you know, numbers of things in different places where the report was made of the View. But that's what I'm saying. If that's all they have, they have nothing then, do they?
No, they don't.
Yeah, and,
that's the argument of a person who has no argument.
Right.
That's playing the race card. That's going to the base divisive type argument to try to scare. Well, and it's used also to scare people today, to scare people in the silence. But in the case of Dwight D. Eisenhower, for example, were people over in Germany and government officials saying he was born in Germany?
Mm-hmm.
No, he simply had to produce his birth certificate because he was asked to produce it.
Mm-hmm.
And, Peter, this is great. I hear this all the time. Oh, this is a disruption. It's a disruption, okay? A disruption, it takes you 10 minutes and $10 to produce a birth certificate. How is that a disruption?
Yeah. How do you both feel about Colonel Lakin being imprisoned? And that was the straw that broke the camel's back for me about Barack Obama, that all he had to do was literally walk across the street and save a very decent man from the penitentiary.
Well, I served 33 years in the military, and one of the things you learn in leadership in the military is a leader of men, is that you do everything you can to protect your men. As a commanding officer, you take care of your men, you protect your men. If there's anything you can do to help your men, you do it.
Mm-hmm.
And Obama is supposed to be a commander-in-chief, and he couldn't even produce a $10 or $15 document to protect his a man of his that was asking for the proof that he was he had a birth certificate, a long-form birth certificate, and to show it to America when all the members being deployed, the 30,000 men in the surge, were all had to bring a birth certificate for their pre-deployment processing. So he was asking his men being sent over in harm's way to fight in Afghanistan in a 30,000-man surge, they all had to show their certified paper copies of a birth certificate, and he wouldn't even show his to the point of letting a man go to Leavenworth because he simply asked. He said, "We have to show ours, Mr. Obama. Why don't you show yours?"
I agree. It was horrible. It was absolutely
horrible. I went to his court-martial. I was there 3 days.
What was it like?
It was a kangaroo court because as soon as you went in, the judge announced to the panel, which is the jury, that the question of Obama's illegitimacy would not be considered.
Mm-hmm.
That the president is considered a legal, lawful president, and that's the end of it. So, no discovery, no defense. It was all the questions that he had on it were in areas where the judge ruled he was legal. Period. And she also said that all orders are considered to come from the Pentagon, not from the president, and that is a complete mistake and not true, because you go on any base, you see pictures like lined up on
the
wall.
Sure, the chain, right.
Chain. The president is always in the top, and specifically for foreign deployments of troops, the president must sign off on those.
Yeah. I'm going to take a pause for traffic and come back with you guys, and we'll begin anew. These guys are spectacular. Attorney Mario Apuzzo, APUZZO, and Commander Charles Kirchner, he's retired, KERCHNER. Back after this, 14 after the hour traffic. Here's Susan. After the hour, 6:18, 52, the high today, 56 on Tuesday. Now, these are two very remarkable and brave men, Attorney Mario Apuzzo and retired Commander Charles Kirchner. You can go to our website, khow.com, and you can see a series of print ads from Help Protect Our Liberty. They were placed by both of these men, by the people demanding the proof about Barack Obama. We talked in the first segment about the
website address is protectourliberty.org.
We'll have it up for you, sir.
Okay.
We got it up right now. We have it up there right now. We were all talking about the impact of Donald Trump. And now moving to one of the questions I get to ask, and we'll talk about the nuts and bolts of this. We'll begin with Mr. Apuzzo, please. How long before, as I said, it's almost like a Texas Hold'em game, before the whole cards get turned over?
What cards are you?
Yeah,
saying?
I mean the Obama hidden or suppressed bona fides, his footprints.
How long will it take?
How long before the American people get to see whatever it is that's been suppressed?
Well, I think that depends on two factors. One, of course, is Mr. Obama, and two is on whoever is protecting him from doing this. If Obama decides to do it, I mean, it could happen today. It could happen tomorrow.
We're not going to see that. That's not going to. I don't think it happens that way.
Yeah, but then the question then we have to ask ourselves as a nation is, why does he do that? So that's very suspect. Okay, so the next thing is, let's assume that he doesn't do that. Well, then we have the election coming up, and the states right now are working on eligibility legislation, vetting legislation, mm-hmm. which is very important. And Arizona right now is in the lead on that. And there's one point in that law which is very, very important, and that is standing. For example, both bills right now in Arizona, both have provision that a citizen of Arizona can challenge the eligibility of a candidate, which is very important because that's what the court said could not be done. Like, for example, in our case with Commander Kirchner, we went all the way to the Supreme Court, and the Supreme Court didn't take the case. They didn't say either way, but the lower court said no standing, which means basically that everybody in the whole country is injured, so therefore nobody can bring a lawsuit. That's what they said, which is absolutely absurd.
Mm-hmm.
So that's very important. So when the election comes around, if states have in place this legislation, which basically will say you have to show your birth certificate, which is absolutely necessary, reasonable and necessary for them to ask this, how anybody could say that these people are not obligated to produce a birth certificate is beyond me. because the Constitution says you have to be a natural-born citizen. So that's where we're really going to see things really interesting happening when, you know, what's going to happen?
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, let's say it's just one state. What, he's not going to produce it in that one state?
Yeah.
What is that going to, you know,
no, he's done then. So, yeah, you're right. It just takes one.
Yeah, so that's going to be important for us there. So that's going to be very, very interesting.
Again, trying to put a time frame on how much longer this goes. As I've said before, back to Commander Kirchner, I don't expect it to be Brian Williams or David Gregory or Katie Couric or, you know, down the list of the mainstream people. I don't expect it across the hall from me on the big news station. I don't expect it from the Denver Post. I don't expect it from the New York Times, the Tribune. But it will come to a head.
Yes, it will.
And Commander, how much longer does it go?
I think if the Donald keeps at this and also gets up to speed on some of the other issues about his father not being an immigrant, not even a U.S.
Mm-hmm.
citizen, and being a foreign national, a British subject, and gets into the criminal activities of this putative president with using someone else's Social Security
mm-hmm.
number and having a backdated and falsely filed Selective Service registration, which was filed by the Chicago office when it should have been filed by the West Coast
mm-hmm.
office if it was filed when he was 18. If those things, if he keeps pushing those things at the level he is now and the frequency he is now, the mainstream media, it's gonna have to break, and it will break. And I would say 3 to 6 months,
yeah.
things should be reaching critical mass where Congress should be holding congressional inquiries on this matter.
Yeah, I'm giving it that time frame as well.
Mm-hmm.
There's something. There's a theory called the quickening, that more and faster.
But I think a more likely factor here is he's going to announce he's not going to run.
Because I thought that as well.
Are going to say,
yeah.
we can't go there. Too many people are going to fall by the wayside because
mm-hmm.
of this fraud. And you just say to the world, you've done all you can,
mm-hmm.
and you're stepping aside, and somebody else will run for you.
I believe that as well. So we've had Calvin Coolidge. We've had Harry Truman. We've had Lyndon Johnson just not seek a second term. Each one had different reasons, but regardless, they did. And I have that theory as well, too. That is there part of this, Mr. Appuzzo, that in, again, philosophical belief, that, you know, as a child, he's not, you know, he has no more responsible for any of this than the man on the moon. He's moved around, his mother. But then, as an adult, they snap together what's been called the nativity story.
Right.
And, you know, 2.5 when my dad left and those things. Those are lies.
Right.
Mr. Puzo, did he play it up to the edge and then keep it rolling? How do you best describe it?
Well, you know, in his book, he really doesn't mention about his birth.
No, he doesn't.
Yeah, so that's interesting. Now, how do you write an autobiography and not start with your birth?
Mm-hmm.
That's kind of strange. So he kind of leaves that out, and even Donald Trump said, well, you know, he kind of just
mm-hmm.
appears later on.
He does.
You know, so that's another thing that's suspect. But he doesn't control how he's born. But our Constitution says you have to be natural born. So, you know, nobody's faulting him for not being born a natural born citizen.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the point. But, I mean, naturalized citizens, they can't be president like Arnold Schwarzenegger.
That's right.
You know? You hear him complaining, that sort of thing.
Well, actually, remember there was a movement when at the peak of Arnold's popularity to remove that so he could run, but the
Warren Hatch led it.
That's right. You know what? You're great, Mr. Kirchner. Absolutely, he did.
Mm-hmm. Now, you got to look at Obama. I believe what happened over in Hawaii, he was foreign-born. There's too much noise coming out of Kenya from many sources that he was born over there. But I believe the 17-year-old pregnant girl went there in her second trimester, stayed there for the second and third trimester in order to have the baby there and give it up to the paternal parents, and then she was supposed to come home and start her college life. She couldn't. The maternal instincts kicked in. She brought a baby back. And lo and behold, the grandmother in Hawaii says, oh, my God, what have you done? You're supposed to leave the child over there to be raised over there by the paternal family and start your life over. So what happens is grandma knows in Hawaii knows that there's an easy way to register a baby born in Hawaii because of the lax laws, a simple mail-in form, a simple affidavit. You say the child was born at home, no witnesses, and bingo bango, she gets U.S. citizenship for a child. No more thinking than that. In other words, There's birth certificate registration fraud today to get U.S. citizenship because it's a prized commodity, and it was birth certificate fraud then. And when she registered that trial, that creates the vital record, which allows a certification live birth to be generated lately at later in time, like we are today, but it also produce those newspaper announcements. So they keep bringing up, how about these contemporary newspaper announcements? They were both generated by fraudulent birth registration by the grandmother. The Hawaii Vital Department of Statistics Department is the one who placed those ads upon the registration of all births, whether they were falsified by the testifier or not.
And you do believe, and it's interesting to listen to some other people, I'm still stuck, honestly, in Hawaii, that the whatever it was, but, of course, after last weekend's events where they took the, when Kapi'olani now suppresses that letter, and then there's many people who believe the letter is fraudulent.
When you're lying, the story changes. First, he was born in Queens.
Yeah, of
then
course.
Then he was born in Kapi'olani.
That's right.
And if you just keep focusing on Hawaii and completely ignore all these statements in a foreign country, mm-hmm. from press over there, from members of the assembly, from family members saying, that Sarah, his step-grandmother over there, said twice he was born in Kenya. Mm-hmm. Once she said she was there in Mombasa when he was born, and later when she was receiving an award from the government involving sponsoring homeless children, she said, even the President of the United States passed through these hands, showing her hands.
Right.
Now, in tribal customs over in Kenya, when a baby was born, they would hand the baby to the oldest member of that family to hold. So that's what passed through the hands meant. So she's saying that she held the baby president right in her hands.
But, one of the things that backs that, and I have no idea, you guys.
What other president in history has those people saying that?
No. I mean, there is no doctor, there's no hospital that's come forward to speak of the birth.
In Hawaii, none.
I mean, and that's the troublesome part of this.
Yeah, Peter,
very simple point.
Very, very simple. The certification of live birth that he put on the Internet, well, first of all, it's only an electronic image.
Absolutely.
Okay, we don't have a paper document, which only a paper document is valid.
Right.
With a raised seal. So that computer image is not valid. But here's the crucial point. It says right on there, there's only prima facie evidence. That's all it is. Prima facie is a Latin word I'm sure you know. It basically means that you can accept it on its face. Okay, but if there's any contradictory evidence that's brought forward, the value of that document fails. In other words, the prima facie value fails, and now you have to produce additional evidence to support it.
Yeah.
Here we have a ton of information that shows that there's something wrong. So how can we rely on a prima facie document to prove a birth? We just can't. So the document itself is really worthless in this respect.
Well,
I would like to say to Anderson Cooper, if I was on his show when he points to the computer image on the screen and says you can get a passport with that, I'd say, Anderson, now you take me down to the passport
That's
office
right.
with a laptop computer
and get
flip it up and show that computer image and say, give me a passport.
No, you can't. And the other part of it is, and it's troubled me, is when it says father's race and it says African. Now, the most recent other research that's done on what was accepted in 1961, for that matter, what continues to be accepted, he's got to be the only guy in America that has a passport, that has a birth certificate that says his father's race is African. We've looked at other birth certificates. We've looked at what was acceptable, and African is not there. So
that's not a race.
No, of course not. No, it's no more than saying the three of us are North Americans for our race.
Exactly.
African is like there's Semitic Africans. We've been over it. It doesn't matter. But the point is, could you both conceive, then we're going to break and come back if people want to talk to you. Could you both of you conceive of, in the time period the commander you've written about changing the Selective Service card, could you conceive of some politically correct aide unable to use the words Negro or coward who simply dreamed up African?
That was a politically correct entry for a forgery.
Exactly. That's a great way to say it. I'll steal that from you. It's a politically correct forgery. All right, hang on, both of you guys. We're going to break at 6:31:29 before the hour. Our website, khow.com, has that ad that we've been talking about, the print ad from Commander Kirchner. You can see that. 52 will be the high today. 6:30 KHOW Denver's talk station. Let's help you get to work. Traffic time.
In fact, you know what I did yesterday was very interesting. I said, where's my birth certificate? Get me my birth certificate. And they brought it to my office. I have it. It's on my desk. It's on the top of my desk.
Donald Trump And he backs Geraldo down Saturday night by phone call. 630 KHOW. Great guests online. You can see their work, KHOW.com, on the issue of eligibility. If you look, tax time's rolling up. What is today? Today's the 28th of March. April 15th looms. If you owe $20,000 or more in back taxes to the state, the IRS, listen to this. If you or your business is in the situation, call our friends at Larson. It's tax time again. If you owe back taxes or filed tax returns and you haven't done this, don't wait for Uncle to catch you, because they will. They'll levy your bank account. They can garnish your wages. You can be in jail. Larson has helped thousands of people and businesses like you. We've been with these guys in a long, long time. Larson has a money-back guarantee, family-owned and operated. Been to their headquarters. It's a great place, great folks. They know tax law. So it's simply a phone call, 303-554-0778. Know this, they're going to get you. So you got to get in front of it. They have a gold star rating with the Better Business Bureau, larson-financial.com. L-A-R-S-O-N, financial. Get between you and the IRS or the state, the taxing authorities, and get you back on track. 303-554-0778 or L-A-S-O-N, larsonfinancial.com. All right, just tremendous guest. I've spoken with Mr. Apuzzo before. This is my first time with Commander Kirchner, but I've read his work, and his a lot of his work is up now on our website, khow.com. Before we go to the phones, we've covered...
I have something I wanted to ask you to do.
Yes, sir.
To help.
Please.
Get Donald Trump on your radio show with Dr. Corsi.
Yeah, we're trying like gangbusters to do that.
And get him up to speed on all the other issues, the criminal activity, yeah. Social Security numbers, the father's not a citizen, all those other issues.
I have said that, and I've spoken with Jack Cashel and to Jerry Corsi.
Right.
Corsi said he knew Trump from, you know, back a long time ago. I think Cashel had maybe a handshake with the guy. But somebody has to gear him up more.
Yes.
And although I do believe he's kind of playing possum right now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that he's a very smart guy. And
I've sent him information on Mario's writings on Mario's legal blog, mm-hmm. at puzo1.blogspot.com. But Puzo, P-U-Z.
I got a link. It's already up there, sir.
Mario,
we got him beat. We're ahead of you, sir. We got him up. So
okay.
You're up in, and Puzo is up. Let me ask. I don't know who got the chance to respond. Maybe both of you did. What happens in the next 30 to 60 days? Mario, you're first, if you would, please.
We're going to see more activity from states. Again, you know, the vetting legislation, and that's going to be very important. Arizona now, they have two bills that they've passed, one in the Senate and one in the House, and they're going to, of course, reconcile those bills, and we're going to see a bill come out of Arizona, and then we're going to see other states really come on board more. So I see that happening in the next 30 to 60 days.
I've been working on that actively, if you want to get some
please.
Feedback.
Yes, sir.
In Arizona, the two bills are called striker bills. They were put in to replace other bills as substitutes because of the political need, because of the crossover date that had been passed to introduce new bills. But there's the leader out there, his name is Arizona Senator Carl Steele,
mm-hmm.
And the Arizona rep is Judy Burgess. And I spoke to Judy last night on the phone. And they're talking about this process. It's out of committee now. They failed in Georgia, but there's an Arizona senator out there that is particularly.
By the way, you guys, right now, live on Fox News, the headline: Trump's birth inquiry racist? Whoopi questions motive of remark. So the story now jumps ahead on the national Fox News this morning. I just wanted you both to know that.
There's a senator in Arizona who's putting out false information about the Constitution and about why these laws should not be put on the books. Her name is Kristen Sinema. That's an Arizona senator, and you can go to their website at www.azleg.gov. People should call up and tell Kristen Sinema that it is not unconstitutional to ask somebody to produce your birth certificate.
Of course not.
That's what she's telling people out there. It's extra constitutional and unconstitutional to prove that you were born in America and provide a birth certificate. How can you prove you're 35 years old and a natural born citizen if you don't have the basic root document?
Mm-hmm.
All ID flows from a birth certificate.
Sure.
So,
but you guys have been around to struggle so long that you know that that's all they have left is to scream like apparently Fox is doing this morning.
They deceive people.
Yeah, of course. So none of that should be, And for those of us who have been in the fight or followed the fight,
Congress won't protect the Constitution, it's up to the states.
Of course.
The states created the federal government and the Constitution, and if Congress will not protect a part of it, in this case, Article 2, Section 1, the presidential eligibility clause, the people acting through their states must protect the Constitution they created. It's not only they have the power to do it, they have the duty to do it. They must protect their citizens from a Congress out of control.
I ask this, do you, folks listening to the radio show, or anyone else for that matter, have the right to know if their president is constitutionally eligible to hold the office? It's a pretty 101 question, isn't it?
That's right. It's three simple facts. You know, natural born citizen, age 35, and 14 years residence. Can Congress arbitrarily, by ignoring it or arbitrarily restating it, that 35 means 25? No, they can't. They also can't say that natural-born citizen means native-born citizen. Mm. Those words were put in there specifically for a reason. They were a national security issue. Natural-born means born of two parents that are citizens in the USA. The parents could have got naturalized as immigrants. They're the first-generation Americans. Their children then can become the president. Mm. It's the only office. It's a national security issue. That's why John Jay had it put in there to protect the office of the president. He said the command of the military from devolving to someone who was born with foreign influence.
Yeah, and they were so worried about the so-called Tories, they were worried about the loyalists.
Exactly.
And so he was afraid of them, rightfully so.
And you only need one generation to lose it. That's all.
That's one generation.
You get one president in there who doesn't have the same values as the prior generations, you're sunk. That's exactly what's happening here.
Oh, no, so we're here at the break. I want to have you both back, but your expectations, again, you're like mine, that it's coming quicker and quicker, that now that Fox News and the two, sort of the itchy and scratchy of Fox News has always been Bill O'Reilly, Mr. O.
Oh, and that guy.
you react like I react, and Glenn Beck. And
He's just thinking of the folks.
Just looking out for you. Well, he's sucked up so close now to Obama and the rest of it and the power structure that he has now become. Well, not that he was ever any good, but he's now worse. So I wonder what Mr. O and Karl Rove and those people who really are the sort of puppeteers at Fox, I wonder what they're doing this morning with this the story that
they're
Fox
trying
is.
Trying to triangulate it.
Yeah, well said. And what do you, go ahead, sir.
I get a chance to talk about what happened in Georgia with the states' rights issue.
How about this? Let me take a break. I'll keep you longer than I planned. Can I do that with you both?
Sure.
All right, hang on, you guys. All right, 303-713-8255, 630 KHOW traffic time. Here's Susan. It's 10 minutes before the hour, 630 KHOW. And again, over the weekend, the Donald takes the lead, and he is by phone call on with Geraldo Rivera. We'll play that for you in just a little bit. But in the meantime, these guys are great. I've been reading them for the longest time. We've had attorney Mario Apuzzo on before, now being joined by Commander Charles Kirchner, and I've read his work, and he is about to tell a story. Commander, if you would.
Yes, I was involved in trying to help down in Georgia get an eligibility, presidential eligibility vetting bill passed and in effect for the 2012 election to vet all presidential candidates and vice presidential candidates under the requirements of the U.S. Constitution. And in the three reps down there, Mark Hatfield, Sean Jurgensen, and Tommy Benton, were working on this. They got the permission of the Speaker to work on this bill. And they had 93 co-sponsors with like something like 160 Georgia reps. That was almost guaranteed passing when you have 93 co-sponsors. Three or four days before it was going to go up for a vote in committee, the Georgia Speaker of the House, David Ralston, a Republican, the Majority Leader of the House, Larry O'Neill, a Republican, and the Chairman of the Committee, a Republican named Mark Hamilton, completely changed direction without any explanation. They would not tell these other three reps, Mark Hatfield, Sean Jurgensen, or Tommy Benton, why they changed their mind, but they completely pulled their support and froze it in committee and would not let it come to a vote in committee and get voted out.
Why do you think it happened?
I think the mainstream Republican establishment up there in Washington, D.C. got to them, intimidated them, threatened them, whatever, to tell them to stop this because there were whispers coming from the Obama operatives to go through the Republican committee to shut this down because there was a harbor being dredged in Savannah that needed the Army Corps of Engineers backing and funding, and I believe it was whispered that you're going to lose their money for that project, or Obama will make it put the project in a 100-year plan instead of a 5-year plan. That's one of the reasons I've heard, but something happened. Now, when a Republican Party of a state like Georgia shuts down a constitutional support bill like this, something is amiss. I mean, our Republican Party at the top levels is actually protecting Obama.
But don't you see the same things being true when it comes to Boehner, Eric Cantor?
Oh, yes.
I mean, they do exactly the same.
Protecting Obama. Sure. In other words, everything they're doing is to help a natural – the Republicans mm-hmm. or Democrats, it's like blood sport between the two normally.
Mm-hmm.
But yet this is in 2008, and now again, they're working hand-in-hand to protect an ineligible candidate. They don't want the facts mm-hmm. to come out. There's a factual question of what – has he conclusively proven he was born in Hawaii, and if not, where was he born? And there's a legal question as to what a natural-born citizen is. They refuse to let either question be answered. They mm-hmm. have – I sued both Obama and Congress, and they will not address the issue. They addressed the issue for John McCain when people sued and asked questions.
Oh, sure. Well, it was Obama that was the man who was making one of the demands, correct?
Yes, Obama was sitting on the Judiciary Committee. Mm-hmm. Patrick Leahy was the chairman,
mm-hmm.
and they actually forced McCain to show them mm-hmm. his paper, long form, mm-hmm. certified birth certificate in an executive session.
Yeah.
He had to show his.
And also,
Obama's sitting there, smug as a bug in a rug, mm-hmm. demanding McCain show his. And why didn't McCain turn around and ask Obama to show his?
There's also the New Hampshire Hollander versus McCain, correct?
Yep.
There's a
congressional research memo that says that there's no legislation in place for vetting candidates.
Mm-hmm.
This was given to Congress.
Right.
And the states have to be aware of this. And for any state to even have any doubt that they should step in and produce a vetting legislation to fill the void because the federal government is not doing it,
mm-hmm.
it's a crime. It really is a crime. So I don't understand how Georgia could back out of something like that.
That memo says that the states are the ones that should do it, and now the states are trying. The same Congress, through the backdoor whispering, is telling them not to do it.
Let me do this one real quick. Hey, Sean, you're on the show. Good morning. Thank you. John?
Sean.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hi. This is Sean. And hi, Commander. Hi, Mary.
Do it quickly because of time.
Okay. And thanks, Peter.
My pleasure.
I'm representing Lucas Daniel Smith, the man who has had Obama's Kenyan birth certificate.
You're Sean Boyer. You're Sean Boyer from Pennsylvania.
Yes. And I represent Lucas Daniel Smith, the man who has had Obama's real long-form birth certificate from the Coast Province General Hospital in Mombasa, Kenya. Lucas has had this document since the 19th of February in 2009, and we have been trying to work to get it into the legal process behind the scenes all this time. Recently, we've made more progress, and he has had the courage to come out and in a notarized affidavit sent to every 535 congressmen and women with his willingness, details about obtaining the document and his willingness to testify in Congress or any court in the land. I'm also aware that Mario has made favorable comments about the document being able to sustain all sorts of scrutiny over the last 2 years.
Yes, I have.
Comment on that.
Would you guys tell the story? Because so the audience knows the story.
Another radio show we
basically, Lucas.
I know too many people are talking at once. Sean, let's go to Sean the caller. You're the attorney. I know who you are. Tell the story, if you would, please, to the audience. We may end up keeping you guys in the next hour. I don't know yet. Sean, tell the story, please.
Okay, first of all, I'd like to make it clear. I'm not an attorney. I'm a businessman.
Okay, I thought you were.
I'm a private citizen who is representing Daniel Smith.
All right.
And I've also been representing, more recently, Teresa Cao, the young woman, Speaker of the House, who stood up and said, accept Obama. Save us, Jesus.
Yeah, she's been on the radio show with us.
Yeah, that's fantastic. She's a fantastic young lady and very, very courageous. And as well, Lucas Smith is a very courageous young man who's actually risked his life for the last 2 years trying to secure, protect, and to get this document out into the public so that it can be used to restore justice to our Constitution.
All right, but the point of this is?
The point of this is that this is ongoing substantial evidence that's being brought to bear on this issue, and that we need the support. We need the support
of
the American people.
But what is it that they believe? They believe that they have that Kenyan birth certificate, correct?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Lucas Danish Smith absolutely has Barack Obama's long-form birth certificate. He was born in Mombasa, Kenya.
Now, I've seen it.
In 1961.
Yeah, we've seen it on the internet.
That's right.
Can I speak to that?
Surely, real quick.
Real quick. He called. Lucas Smith called in another radio show we were on, and we said, please contact my attorney Mario Puzo privately and provide the evidence to Mario. And corroborating evidence of a trip to Africa, such as passport stamps or whatever, to vet that this document, how it was attained. And as far as I know, we're still waiting for Lucas Smith to contact Mario and provide that evidence.
Do you have it, Sean?
I've spoken to Lucas Smith. I spoke to him yesterday, and he does have the
evidence. That's what we need. Sean, let me put you on hold. You can give all that to Greg Hollenbach. Let me come back to these two guys as we wrap up. How much longer does it go? Let's begin again at the top. If you would, Commander, how much longer does this go?
Well, I say it doesn't go more than 3 to 6 months.
I'm coming. Same thing. Mario, how much longer does it go?
About that. I think that's a fair estimate, about 3 to 6 months.
We'll talk to you guys later in the week. Thank you both for being on the show. Your websites are up. Thank you. We're coming right back. Stay here.